You're listening to Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast with Ben Garrett.
Welcome into an all-new edition of Talk of Champions, an instant reaction edition of Talk of Champions, if you will, this Wednesday, November 13th, 2024. A couple of days after Zach Berry and myself from the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, jumped on this here call. I'm in the Riverland Roofing Studios, a little house up top for all your roofing needs. It's Riverland Roofing. RiverlandRoofing.com, the number to call, or text 662-644-4297 for all your roofing needs. It's Riverland Roofing, doing more than pretty much anyone else in the Ole Miss NIL space. A couple of days after we did a temperature check on the top recruits remaining for Ole Miss, the only player we had as hot, not simmering, not cold, hot, was five-star in-state wide receiver, the number one player in Mississippi, Caleb Cunningham. And on this Wednesday, November 13th, he has committed. He has flipped his commitment from Alabama to Ole Miss. He visited Ole Miss last weekend. Zach Berry, we called it. We felt it. We knew it was coming. But here it has happened. Give me your take.
I mean, it's important on a lot of levels. First and foremost, just a constant reminder to all the fools out there that say Lane Kiffin doesn't recruit high school players and doesn't do anything. He's lazy. Once again, he proves you wrong. But on a serious note, yeah, I mean, it's a huge get for the 25 class. He's the top player in the state, the top wide receiver in the state, one of the best in the country. He's a five-star. And you got to keep those guys at home. Lane Kiffin's done that for the most part in the most recent cycles. You've got Cam Franklin, William Eccles, Suntarian Perkins, Aiden Williams. A lot of these guys, they could have gone anywhere and chose to stay home and play at Ole Miss. And you do it again. So you get five-star wide receiver Caleb Cunningham to stay. And I think it's someone who could potentially be catching passes next year from Austin Simmons. I think he can certainly play right away. Just the raw intangibles, the skill set. I got a long conversation coming out later today. I had with Charles Power, the director of scouting and rankings for On3, and to say it's a glowing review is putting it lightly. The guys at On3 are very excited about Caleb Cunningham. They are really eager to see him at the Mississippi Alabama All-Star game. But yeah, I mean, Ben, I would just say, 10 out of 10, no notes here. That'd be the easy thing to do, but hell of a job, top to bottom. Kelvin Bolden, the dude is an assassin. He's relentless. Caleb Cunningham always said that when I talked to him. He just said that Ole Miss never stopped recruiting him, never stopped talking to him. He was always having conversations with the staff. The communication was constant. And, just top to bottom, man, from Lane Kiffin to Charlie Weiss Jr., Kelvin Bolden, George McDonald, Alex Collins, Alex Brown, Fisher Ray. I mean, just everybody on that staff pretty much went all in. I mean, you push all the chips in. You try to get your guy. And, look, I think last week's win over Georgia has a lot to do with it. I think just being able to be there in the moment and to, feel it literally and not watch it on television or hear about it meant a lot to him. And it certainly didn't hurt that Austin Simmons was pretty surgical that one drive. So he got a little glimpse into the future there.
No doubt about it. He was in town for Ole Miss, Georgia. He induced Knight, the five-star in-state quarterback, both stormed the field with Ole Miss fans. And I don't want to let that be forgotten as we move on to the impact of this commitment, how important Ole Miss fans showing that love on Saturday was. You saw the pictures of him signing autographs and what that meant to him, knowing that his brand, unlike anywhere else at Ole Miss, it was a different level, right? And the Ole Miss fans, if you ever think what kind of impact you can have in recruiting, I do think in regards to Caleb Cunningham, Ole Miss fans played a big role with the reception they gave him on Saturday.
Yeah, he talked to Steve Wiltfong about it a couple weeks ago after the Oklahoma game. And he said that people were hounding him for autographs. Everybody knew who he was, you know, whether he was in the Grove or the Circle, the stadium, on the square. Everybody was calling his name. Everybody knew who he was. And yeah, Saturday, same thing. I mean, before I was talking to him in Deuce Knight, he's signing autographs for kids. So if you didn't know who he was, you would have thought that he was a former player. Because kids are coming up and asking for autographs. But yeah, I mean, it's the brand thing is big for him with NIL. He mentioned that to Steve several times. He said his name, his brand. And I mean, look, you saw it in the Hayes Fawcett edit. You know, you had AJ Brown and DK Metcalf on there. I mentioned that on the show on Sunday. And, you know, I've mentioned that before where it means a lot to him, the lineage of guys in the state who have played at a high level in college and then now are doing it in the NFL. Obviously, AJ and DK did it at Ole Miss and are now, you know, Pro Bowlers and doing their thing. So, but yeah, Saturday at the game, Dante Moncrief was on the sidelines. That guy played at Ole Miss and he played in the league. Cody Core played at Ole Miss, played in the league. These guys are down there. Mike Espy's always around the state. He played at Ole Miss and played in the league. I think that means a lot. And it's not just, you know, it's not just a word salad or, you know, stuff to make you feel good. Like, it's a real thing. Ole Miss can point to those dudes. I mean, they've got it in the IPF. They got the pictures on the walls. They got the NFL uniforms in there. Hey, this isn't, you know, Billy Bob Johnson from 1928. I mean, these are guys that were just here. And, you know, yeah, Kiffin didn't coach them, but Caleb Cunningham can see Lane Kiffin is coaching Trey Harris now, Juice Wells. He coached Elijah Moore, who's in the league, Dontario Drummond, Braylon Sanders. I mean, that was what was so cool to me. And I think we talked about it, or maybe we just talked about it in text, but the guys that I mentioned that were on the sidelines on Saturday, none of them played for Lane Kiffin. But that right there shows the belief in what Lane Kiffin's building and what this program has become now, where, you know, hey, I didn't play for him. I don't care. I mean, Patrick Willis, same thing. He came back and he's always around. He was there this weekend. I think that's the overarching theme of this is like, it's bigger than just one class or one guy. I mean, this is a program that is building for the long term. And another thing, I'll repeat that for everyone, building for the long term. So stop asking about Florida. I mean, I think Lane Kiffin is he has his formula now. And I think it's, you know, hey, pick your spots, try to get the big guys here and there, especially in the state of Mississippi, go outside the state for a couple here and there, and then hit the portal for some instant impact dudes. And I think that's a sustainable way to build a program from the ground up and build some quality depth.
That's a great point. And we're covering Caleb Cunningham's flip from Alabama to Ole Miss all day, every day at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, to Affiliate of Vaughn 3. Multiple stories up today already from Zach, from Chad Simmons, from Hayes Fawcett, all angles covered. So if you want to relish in this commitment, this flip, this significant flip, check us out at the Ole Miss Spirit. You can sign up today, as you see in the banner there, for $1, just $1, at Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com. And we're going to keep covering this and covering all the other developments as Ole Miss gets closer and closer to the first of two signing days in December. But here's one thing I wanted to touch on in regards to Caleb Cunningham specifically, Zach. I don't want it to be lost how far Ole Miss had to come to get to this place where he committed. Because when it started, Mississippi State had a built-in advantage. They were considered the favorite, even despite the struggles. Then he flip or commits to Alabama. Alabama very early on started off hot. It's the program that he grew up wanting to be a part of. But Ole Miss has really done a tremendous job with Caleb Cunningham specifically to not give in, to not give up, and to get to a place where it was an uphill battle at first, but they just had to show proof of concept. They did, and now they're getting the result that they always expected.
Yeah, for sure. And a lot of ebbs and flows here, but also real quick, Ben, talking about getting what you expect. It is Medicare enrollment season, and if you're looking for a Medicare supplement plan, hit up Drew Moak. You can check out his website, quoteswithdrew.com, or give him a call, 601-953-8449, for a free quote. He's been diligently working around the clock during this enrollment season. I just did mine this week, so hit him up, and he will get you squared away. But, yeah, I think a lot of people expected Mississippi State to be in it immediately just because of the proximity with Ackerman right there close to Starkville. Jeff Levy's the new head coach. You know, score from far was the thing at Ole Miss, and I think he's doing like dime time or showtime or something at Mississippi State. So he's flashy, you know, and to his credit, I mean, he helped Ole Miss's offense in the early years of Lane Kiffin really blow up and really make people's lives miserable with Matt Corral and all those guys. But once it got close to the summer and talking with Caleb and talking with people around Ole Miss and around Alabama, it seemed that it was a two-horse race there. Auburn was always kind of lingering. LSU was here and there a little bit. You know, he took some visits to South Carolina and Florida. But I was always told that the two real players in this, Auburn or Alabama and Ole Miss, those were the two. And then I talked to Caleb at Juice Fest. He's committed to Alabama, and he says the same thing. He's like, man, I'm committed, but really it's just Ole Miss. And he was always honest with people, said he was going to take his visits, and he did. And he finally came to the decision to flip. So, yeah, it was a long journey to this point. I think a lot of people, again, you know, expected Mississippi State to be a factor. I wrote about that earlier this year. I thought it was going to be an Egg Bowl battle. And then, you know, Alabama, I think Ryan Williams just going off the first month and a half of the season really helped, where he was like, oh, yeah, I could really see myself being the next Ryan Williams. And then I just think the consistency, Kelvin Bolden, Lane Kiffin, George McDonald, everybody just never wavering. And then, you know, almost kind of hit all the right notes on the game visits.
No doubt about it. And one thing that I wanted to make sure didn't get lost here too, is that if you look at Ole Miss's projected depth chart as of today, and it's going to change obviously once they go into the portal, but there's a chance they're not only losing Trey Harris and Jordan Watkins, but also Juice Wells. And if guys get in the portal that maybe haven't produced, Caden Lee's coming back, and that's a great starting point. But replenishing the talent at wide receiver starting as early as next year, building around Austin Simmons once Jackson Dart exhausts his eligibility, hopefully after Ole Miss wins a national championship, they not only have to dip into the portal to get impact, but to bring Caleb Cunningham in is significant as well, because it's all about getting the best players imaginable, yes, but this is the caliber of player that if you're Ole Miss or you're an Ole Miss fan and you're wanting Ole Miss to continue on this championship consistent trajectory, like you mentioned earlier, these are the type of commitments and the types of flips and the type of hard-won recruiting battles that you have to come out on top of.
Absolutely. It's Ole Miss has done a nice job of finessing things and using the portal and winning big games and, you know, 11 wins in a season, 10 wins, you know, just constantly improving and, you know, going to the Peach Bowl, dominating a Penn State team that was top 10. But you're always kind of wanting a little bit more, like, hey, you know, when are the five stars coming? You know, you get the five stars via the portal, but it's not the same impact, right? You know, you want a little more substance. You want the high school five star to come and, you know, start with Ole Miss and grow. And I think that that's a different vibe. I think that's a good point there, where it's a very different, you know, everybody's going to remember Walter Nolan playing at Ole Miss, but in the back of your mind, you know, well, he started at Texas A&M. You know, going back to, you know, a decade ago at this point, where Ole Miss was, you know, getting Laramie Tunsil, Robert Kimdichie, and then a couple years later they get DK Metcalf, AJ Brown, Shea Patterson, Greg Little. I mean, these five-star guys from high school, I think that's a little bit different. It, as the kids would say, Ben, it hits different. I think it's a little more of a cultural impact. And that's not to say that the culture is bad, obviously. I mean, I think it's fair to say the culture at Ole Miss is great, as evident from last weekend. But, yeah, I mean, those guys starting as a freshman, growing to a junior or a senior is big. And you mentioned Juice Wells. You know, he's finally healthy and he certainly looks the part now. He looks much more comfortable. I mean, I don't think people realize in the beginning of the year when people are asking, you know, what's wrong with Juice Wells? Like, you know, why isn't he doing anything? I mean, he wasn't 100%, and he was still working to get in rhythm with Dart and the rest of the offense. And if you can get him to come back and lead that wide receiver room, it takes a lot of pressure off of Caden Lee and Caleb Cunningham coming in, and, you know, maybe a couple other transfers. But yeah, they're going to piece it together. They're going to add some portal guys to give that room some more experience. Cause I mean, right now, Trey Harris, Jordan Watkins, Juice Wells, I mean, all the experience that's in that room that's going to be tough to replace.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
Ole Miss fans, Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. And if you sign up today with promo code Talk of Champions, you can get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Trust me, I've played and pitched for them all, but Prize Picks stands above the rest. Honestly, I have no idea why I waited this long. Yes, I cover the Rebels, so I focused my picks on the MLB playoffs, including home run cash-ins on Mookie Betts and others. It's a blast, easy, and secure. Make your picks in less than 60 minutes with Prize Picks, and when they hit, you can get your money as quickly as 15 minutes. Even better, Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy. Think Justin Jefferson will get more than 83.5 yards this week? Yeah, me too. Win real money this football season with Prize Picks. Download the app today and use promo code TALKOFCHAMPIONS to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's Prize Picks and promo code TALKOFCHAMPIONS. Prize Picks, run your game. Spark something uncommon this holiday season with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, folks, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list. Gifts that spark joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. They scour the globe, does Uncommon Goods, for original, handmade, absolutely remarkable things. Just a few of the favorite gifts I've found on Uncommon Goods include a do-it-yourself storybook kit for my niece. My daughter's got me the MLB Sunday Slugger Ceramic Ice Cream Bowl set. Love my Braves. From holiday host and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids to hits from everyone from book lovers to diehard sports fans like us, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. It is the season of giving, after all. So get 15% off your next gift by going to uncommongoods.com/TOC for Talk of Champions. That's uncommongoods.com/TOC for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is. It's going to be tough, but one thing that can't be lost here, you brought it up to start this thing, the branding aspect of it last night, Riverland Roofing, which sponsors Talk of Champions for all your roofing needs, riverlandroofing.com, 662-644-4297. The little house up top in the Riverland Roofing Studios, they put on an NIL event Tuesday night at Riverland, and Jared Ivey was there, KD Hill was there, Kennedy Todd Williams was there, Caden Lee was there. Caden Lee will be doing a podcast with the Ole Miss Spirit starting as early as this week. We recorded something to kind of introduce him to Ole Miss fans and what he'll be doing. Patrick Willis, we're working to set up a partnership with him at the Ole Miss Spirit. Laquan Treadwell, one of those five stars from back in the day that, you know,
really set the standard.
yeah, set the standard for Ole Miss and what Ole Miss recruiting could be. He'll be doing something hopefully with us pretty soon at the Ole Miss Spirit. Got a ton of stuff coming down the pike, but that branding and how Ole Miss is operating at such a high level at NIL. And I know it's something that a lot of fans don't want to hear too much about, but you do need to understand how high a level Ole Miss is operating at. Because I was there at that NIL event, and Riverland pouring into these prospects. I saw Walker Jones there as well. You don't get to this place coming from behind, playing catch up, to get a Caleb Cunningham without the recruiting infrastructure, especially in an NIL that Ole Miss has comparatively with State, which is not, you know, doing particularly well in that space. Alabama is Alabama, of course, but Ole Miss and being forward thinking, being progressive in their approach, proactive in their approach to NIL is cannot be undersold as a huge piece here. And I just think we need to give Ole Miss from the Grove Collective to Riverland all down the line, the people behind the scenes that you don't quite know about but should, that are really building this team out, they deserve a ton of credit here because, again, Ole Miss has established itself as arguably in a better position than most of its contemporaries or formerly the Blue Bloods that were ahead of them by their high-level operation in NIL.
Yeah, I think that's something that people forget about. You say people don't like to talk about it. NIL has been around for a long time. It was just never called NIL. But yeah, I mean, you saw it on Saturday. I mean, Walker Jones is meeting with, you know, Mincy and the rest of the crew and getting a check to the Grove Collective. You see it in the stadiums. You buy a beer, you buy a popcorn, a hot dog, you can donate to the Grove Collective. You know, College Corner, another proud sponsor of the Talk of Champions Network. You can donate to the Grove Collective there. I mean, it's been a team effort across the board from everyone, from, you know, the sponsors that help us out and help us bring this show to you, to the rest of the town. I mean, Oxford has just completely embraced NIL. And I think I don't think that gets talked about enough. And I think that's why Ole Miss is doing so well, because everyone just kind of locked arms and was like, all right, let's do it. And I think you saw that on Saturday. It paid off with the atmosphere and just nobody left. Everybody, you know, it was kind of one of those cool goosebump moments where, you know, everybody was kind of locked in. And, you know, with the rain, Ben, it was kind of extra cool where, like, people weren't on their phones really in the game. Like, everybody was watching. Everybody was present. You know, that's something as a father I try to do more of. But, yeah, I mean, like, it was just a surreal moment where everything just kind of all came together and worked perfectly. And, yeah, I think the city of Oxford and the people and the fans – and everybody that supports the Grove Collective and the student athletes, it's been just a complete grand slam from the jump. So, yeah, this is part of it. This is the payoff when you get somebody like Caleb Cunningham from Kalen DeBoer in Alabama.
No doubt about it. And before we get out of here, the impact he could make, is he an X? Is he a slot? How could he get on the field as early as possible? Again, there's opportunity because Ole Miss will be losing a lot in that position room. But let's be honest, high school immediate impact, especially at wide receiver, has been very hit or miss under Lane Kiffin for 5 years. We're still waiting on Aiden Williams to show up, for example. So for Caleb Cunningham, his path to quickest playing time on the field for Ole Miss as early as his true freshman season, game one, would be where?
I think he's an outside guy. It's hard not to watch the tape and see some Trey Harris. He's really good after the catch. Again, I referenced the conversation I had with Charles Power. He knows way more about scouting than I do, but he talks a lot about the athleticism. He's a multi-sport guy. He competed in track. Now he focuses on, you know, primarily basketball and football. I think Charles said the same thing. I mean, he could go play basketball somewhere. Like he's not just a guy that dunks. Like, he's got some game, but yeah, just physical. Really good at the catch point, can really high point and pull balls away from defenders. And he kind of bullies you. He if you look at Caleb, he's probably 180, 185. Charles said it. He was like, he plays bigger than he is. He's just really physical, and I think with some fine tuning in the route running, which is that's for every wide receiver. I mean, it's very rare that someone is just elite at that coming out. But yeah, I mean, I think he's a true day one outside guy. On threes, pro comp is Brian Thomas Jr., a guy that's very good at football. Yeah, Caleb Cunningham, I think I mentioned Ryan Williams earlier. I wouldn't be shocked if Caleb Cunningham is doing things like that. You won't be able to yell he's 17 all the time, but he's special like that. And I think that, saying someone plays above the rim, it plays in both sports here. He's just a freak. I put out an article earlier today. Just if you want to see some clips of him in action, it's pretty silly how he just makes everyone look like they're in slow motion.
Go to the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, and affiliate of On Three. Lane Kiffin was on the SEC teleconference today, as he always is. I asked him specifically about his comment after Georgia saying that the next 48 hours were going to be really good for Ole Miss and Ole Miss recruiting. Well, this is the start of that with Caleb Cunningham. That's why we talked about it being him being on the hot end, not simmering, not cold, on the hot end of flipping from Alabama to Ole Miss. It has now happened on this Wednesday, November 13th, 2024. But here's what Lane Kiffin said about recruiting specifically on the SEC teleconference call.
Hey, Lane, you mentioned after the Georgia win that the next 48 hours would be pretty successful, if not really successful, for Ole Miss in recruiting. You had a commitment today. Obviously, I'm not asking you to speak directly on that, but kind of just speak what the recruiting momentum has been like ever since that win, and just kind of what the response has been over the bye week when you talk to recruits coming off of that signature win.
I think there's been a lot of excitement amongst recruits that were here or on TV. It was a highly viewed game, and a lot of them really were excited about the style that we won in, and at the there's a really bright future here. And I think Austin coming in and playing so great like he did also made people very excited about the future.
To wrap this up then, Zach, you just heard Lane Kiffin on the SEC teleconference call speaking on the next 48 hours, which starts with Caleb Cunningham flipping from Alabama to Ole Miss, a huge domino falling as Ole Miss makes its final push to the first of two signing days in December. Who could be next? Who do you think is possibly closest, maybe flipping or just committing hands down? I know I've gotten questions today once word started to spread about Caleb. One person asked specifically about the defensive end committed to Auburn. For you, who do you think might be closest or what might be next in this 48-hour sprint that Ole Miss is making after Georgia?
I think that Devin Harper is one you got to look at, this was pretty loud. I mean, this was a big clap in a big loud empty room. I mean, it echoed. But Devin Harper would be a big one too. A guy that's committed to LSU. He's from Louisiana. It's not going to be easy, but Ole Miss had him in over the weekend. Feel really good about that. A lot of confidence, I think, coming out of the weekend. Jared Smith's one that's hard to read because he's just such a quiet kid. He doesn't do a lot of talking. And he doesn't do a lot of social media. He's not a big interview guy, but I know that talking to people around Ole Miss, they are confident. They're pushing. I think a lot of it too is trying to capitalize on momentum on the field as well with college football playoff buzz and just dominating Georgia. I mean, they're trying to really push and capitalize on that where it's, hey, like this isn't just all, fluff and just doing a lot of social media talk. Like this is real, and if you look at Auburn, doesn't look very real over there right now. They're struggling, and I think that's what Ole Miss is really trying to hammer home is hey, this isn't just a 2024 thing, the last dance, all that. Like no, we're gonna keep dancing after this. So yeah, Jared Smith, I know that they're working really hard on him. Devin Harper, Deuce Knight, what's he going to do? He's listening, I know that, but it's going to be tough. We already talked about NIL. I know Auburn's going to be prepared to do what it can to keep him, but can it keep him? Again, stuff on the field matters to a certain extent at some point. So I think that seeing Austin Simmons flourishing in that moment, seeing the team win like that in that environment, it matters when every time he's gone to Jordan-Hare, they've lost. So that's probably the three right there to keep an eye on. And then if you want to look ahead to the future in 2026, Preston Ashley, Steve Wiltfong feels really good about him and Ole Miss. He's a, I guess you would say a double legacy, his father and his uncle. I guess a double legacy might be father and grandfather if we're looking at fraternity lingo here. But, yeah, father and uncle both played at Ole Miss. I think that Pete Golding's trying to get that one locked down quick because he's gonna blow up. His recruitment will be national before it's all said and done.
As far as Deuce Knight is concerned, you kind of touched on that. I've just heard that the number, the ask is very high, and Ole Miss is going to keep doing whatever it needs to do to try to get him in the boat. But if worse comes to worse, Auburn trying to preserve a class. I just listened to Hugh Freeze, our guy Hugh Freeze, on the SEC teleconference call, and their focus is on retaining their 2025 class more than transfers, building through high school. So yeah. If the bag must be dropped this year, or this recruiting season, Ole Miss will get him out of the portal next year. You know, that's just kind of how I'm looking at it. If he doesn't commit now, don't let whatever happens from here to there affect your mood too much. Good things are happening. Probably the best run of 1 week success across the board Ole Miss football has had in the modern era. I mean, you could talk about Laquan and Laramie and all them, but as far as on-field results paired with recruiting results, Ole Miss is operating at a level we just have not seen, but we're covering it all day, every day at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, and affiliate of 1-3. Come join us today for as low as $1. Our thanks to Riverland Roofing for helping us out, putting on that NIL event last night, helping with player procurement and roster retention, including the recruitment of Caleb Cunningham. Support them, riverlandroofing.com, 662-644-4297. Be on the lookout for shows with Judd Udermark, Caden Lee, possibly Patrick Willis, Laquan Treadwell. I mean, we've got a bunch coming down the pike at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com. Never a better time to join than today. You can join us for $1. Thank you, my friend Zach. Next time, if Ole Miss gets a flip between now and the end of the week, we'll be back with another Instant Reaction Talk of Champions podcast, maybe before that. But otherwise, my friend, keep grinding. Go read his stuff on the Ole Miss Spirit. Ask him your questions when you join. We're there talking about it, and we're not going to stop. We don't talk about anything else at our site, Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com. We talk about the Rebels, be it recruiting, beating Georgia. That's how we want to keep it, the best Ole Miss online community you can find. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk again. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Got one last little thought here.
I was going to say, Ben, I tell you all the time, you don't have to get ready if you stay ready.
That's right. That's right. We stay ready at the Ole Miss Spirit. Zach Berry and I have been trying to prepare y'all for this incredible recruiting development for Ole Miss. Caleb Cunningham flips from Alabama to Ole Miss. I'll see you soon, buddy.
See you, man.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.